I don't want to rust out. I want to wear out. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this day. 38 years ago today, I married my bride. And I thank the Lord for my wife, man. She's the muddy boot soldier. I mean, I was going to try to tell a story last night. I didn't get all of it out, but when I took her out of Texas before Bragg, and I was on deployments and places where we was just sitting and waiting for something to happen, she was taking care of everything.
Right.
And so I made your wife know what I'm talking about. And that's a blessing.
Yep.
You know, some marriages didn't weather the storm.
True.
I know a whole bunch of casualties. But I thank the Lord that my wife stayed with me.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Well, I done had a great day today. I tell you, preached up a storm, Brother Murphy and Brother Angel. And I thank the Lord for the messages. You know, as you get preached to, I don't know about the other preachers. I be preaching, I be thinking about different passages of scriptures to go with the message that they preached. I was talking to Brother Angel about his navigate through zone of silence, and I thought about Psalms 13. On how David was looking, and he was in a dark place, and he God wasn't moving. And he said, "Help me not to sleep the sleep of death." We don't want to be sleeping around here, amen. We want to be active and molding. And God ain't finished with us. God just silent. But I tell you what I used to tell my soldiers, if in fact you get mixed up on the battlefield, just do the last command that you was taught to do. Out of the word of God. That's the same thing. If it ain't nothing moving, I'm gonna be praying. I'm gonna be studying. I'm gonna be loving, trying to love folk like God want us to love. Amen. I'm gonna be loving my wife as Christ loved the church. Let me back up on that. The Bible has taught me how to love my wife. I'm just going to be clear with you. The Bible has taught me how to love my wife. Amen. So we have the word of God that, you know, no other book is like it. And we need to realize sometimes, you know, I think we take it for granted what we have here, but this is God's word, man.
Yes, right.
Tonight I'll be out of 1 Thessalonians and also Acts 17. Acts 17 first, and then I want you to go to put something in 1 Thessalonians, and we're going to talk about a path that you better not forget. And that's the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to preach about the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord again for Pastor Lawson allowing me to come and be a part of this great meeting here. And we just have had a great time in the Lord. The preaching has been outstanding. Fellowship has been outstanding. The love here is outstanding. And I mean that. Brother Murphy can probably contest that, and he's probably in more churches than I am. But you can kind of sense when you first come in and how you're greeting in a couple of days on how people treat you. God is in this place. God is doing something in this place. Amen. We just not saying that. We see some dark places. Man, let me hurry up and get done with this, and let me try to blow some life in this place. Amen. Sometime it's like that, and he knows what I'm talking about. But it hadn't been like that for us the last 72 hours. So we thank the Lord for that. But I'm going to jump in here. Look, the power of the gospel is critical. That's how I got saved. Amen. People told me about the death, burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I don't care if it get, I tell folk, if it get mundane to you, just start doing more of it. Share more of it, of the gospel. Amen. If it get old to you, share more. And God will show you, amen, some things about sharing his gospel. Amen. So what we're going to do here is look at these soldiers, Paul and Silas and Timotheus, blazing the trail on this second missionary journey. Went in Iconium and Derbe and Philippi, just blazing the trail. I don't think Philippi had a synagogue. I don't think a couple of them places had a synagogue. So some of these folk got saved along the way. You know, on the streets, I done led a lot of people just along the way. Some folk ain't going to come in the church house. August the 13th, 1993, I was saved in a motor pool where they fixed on trucks. Yeah. Soldier hemmed me up. Holy Ghost of God, hey, hemmed me up. He said, if you die today, you know where you're going to be, young paratrooper. I said, no, I do not. And I was all ears. And he told me about the gospel and the hounds of heaven. Treed this old boy right here. You hear me? Yeah. Y'all know anything about hunting, boy. Yeah. You get one of them blue ticks. He ain't gonna stop. When he treats something, when that old dog treats something, you best believe he ain't gonna let it go. Right. Holy Ghost of God, treed this old boy, and let me tell you, I had to do something. Yep. And I kneeled down and I called on a solitary Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. And I hadn't been the same ever since. I've been bragging about him for 30 years. Amen. I know that ain't long, y'all, but 30 years is long for me. And it's getting good and good every day. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. Acts 17. Here. It just came out of Philippi, you know, the jailer got saved. He came out of here, and then look what he done. He said, now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollyon, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. Now, the synagogue probably wasn't in Amphipolis or Apollonian. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, but he mentioned that it was one in Thessalonica. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scripture. Now, that's not just 3 days. That's 3 weeks. That's 3 weeks he reasoned with them out of the scriptures. Amen. Yep. Amen. Was not no humanistic book. Was not a nothing else but the scriptures. Yep. Amen. Verse 3 says, opening and alleging that Christ must need have suffered and risen again from the dead. Yep. And that this Jesus, whom I preached unto you, is Christ. He's the Messiah. He's the anointed one. He is the one. Amen. Yep. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks, a great multitude, and of the chief women, not a few. If it's not a few, then it was probably many. They believed and they consorted. Y'all see that?
Yes.
They believed. They was converted. Hey, they was convicted, converted, and then committed.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
We can preach right there.
Right.
Just stop right there and preach that, but we got to get on. Bible says, but the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the bastard sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on the uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are come hither also. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for your scriptures.
Yes.
We want to thank you for the word of God. We want to thank you for, Lord, sending your son dying on the cross for us. And Lord, buried and raised the third day victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Lord, our Redeemer liveth. Amen. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for what you've done, what you're going to do. Lord, open our eyes on the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ today. We thank you. Remind us that this is important, the most important thing. You sent your only son for us so that we would be with you forever, so we would miss hell.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for it.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Yeah.
So my Bible tells me here that they opened an alleging that Christ must needs have suffered. What did they open? They opened the book. What did they did? They unfolded the truth. That's what preaching is all about, right?
Amen. Come on.
Unfolded the truth. And alleged that this Jesus that you crucified was the very Christ. What you think he used? He used the scripture. He probably went down to Micah chapter 2 and talked about the birth of Jesus at Bethlehem. Woo! He might have went to Genesis chapter 49 and talked about my Jesus coming through the tribe of Judah. Hello. He might have talked about, hey, he might have said, hey, he was descended from Jesse and the royal line of David out of Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 1. Come on. Or Isaiah 11 and 10. He might have said he came at the time predicted out of Daniel chapter 9. Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
He opened up the scriptures and showed them who? The Messiah.
Yeah.
He showed them Jesus out of the Old Testament. Yes, he did. He showed them his miracles, provided that he was the Messiah, for he professed to be, and God would not work a miracle to confirm the claims of imposter. For the same reason, his resurrection from the dead proved that he was the Messiah.
Yeah.
So what happened? What happened? He didn't do no tricks and flip and round and do anything. He just preached the scripture. He alleged that Jesus Christ was who he said he was. He was the Messiah. He was the anointed one. And then in verse 4, guess what? Some folk got right with God. Ain't that something? That's the simplicity of the gospel. He just went through the scriptures. And we seen people getting saved. And we seen women getting saved and men getting saved. Amen. Let me tell you something. Paul, Silas, Timotheus was on fire for God and full of the Holy Ghost of God, and God used them in a mighty way. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, we going now, and I'm going to brag about this church that was birthed out of them preaching the power of God in the synagogue. Amen. We got to continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ in these ecclesiases today. What's wrong with preaching the word of God? I don't have a whole bunch of education. I got my theology degree through Andersonville Seminary online because I was fighting the war.
Yeah.
My stuff came by online. You know, I'd be in there with headphones. They had tapes at the time. And I had headphones on. My wife, I said, lock me in that door. Well, I'm going to lock in my room all day Saturday because I got to catch up. And I write papers at night, and that's how I got my education. But I tell you what, God, hey, it's the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ that people come to Christ. It don't have to be all hard. I don't have to give them no big words. And hey, the guy that led me to the Lord, I'm going to tell you right now, he knew my profession. So he used my profession to get my attention. I was a paratrooper. And every other week or every other few weeks, I was jumping out of aircraft. Like it was just, you know, walking and talking. It was just a natural thing. But it was a dangerous thing. You know what I'm saying? So he used that to get my attention because I had seen some folk that malfunctioned. You see? He knew it was possible. And so he got my attention. But look, we don't have to be. We need to stick to the stuff. Like I said, tell folks, look, you don't need a new book. All you need to do is take a new look at the old book. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 right here. And I'm gonna show you. We got a few points here about the power of the gospel, and I want to bring this out. We got a few points here in 1 Thessalonians. This is a church that was birthed out of Thessalonica. And look here, look what he says here in the greeting. He said, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of Thessalonians, which is in Christ, in God the Father, and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I think in that greeting, you know exactly who he's talking about.
Yeah.
He wanted to make clear. He put God, the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and then said it twice. God just don't put his word just there for just word, just fillers.
Right.
It means something.
Right.
He says, we gave thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. He's talking about Thessalonians. He's talking about Thessalonica, this church. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. Let me tell you, verse 3 is the ingredients for success. Remember without ceasing, I'm gonna read it again, ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. People don't have patience no more. I used to tell folk, and I was with aviation units for most of my life, sometime the war fight has to develop. The formation has to develop. If we doing fires or anything, then we doing a fire for a purpose. Seeing which way the enemy is going to move.
Yeah.
And then once that develops, then we can ambush or we can trap or we can get what we need in order to destroy that weapon or that enemy or whatever. But sometimes we so hesitant. We don't allow God to develop some things in our lives so we'll be more effective. So we need that patience. Verse 4 says, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. You are his. Gospel, hey, you are saved. You are blood washed, blood bought, child of the King. Look what he says in verse 5, though. He says, for our gospel came not unto you in word only. I got that underlined. But also in what? Power. And in the Holy Ghost. And in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. He's talking about the example that he showed, that the example that he showed and Silas showed amongst them people. They come in there not timid. They come in there bold with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it rubbed off on some folk, amen. They came in there preaching the word of God and knowing the reason why and how, and they was passionate about it. Let me tell you something. It's something about that thing. I'll never forget. We got loose in this prison recently, and we had to preach five times in that thing. And let me tell you something. People was coming through the aisles like cattle. We was working on 5 or 10 at a time. We was trying to lead them to Christ because they wouldn't let them get in the auditorium. That was the Holy Ghost of God, but they was listening because they knew we wasn't coming in there, hey, giving them no empty noise. We was coming with something, with the scriptures, amen. We wasn't playing with nobody. Too much playing in the pulpit these days. And so look here, look what he says here. He says, so that ye were examples and samples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaicus. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaicus, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not, listen to me, to speak anything. You know what they just said? From Macedonia, Achaicus, every door that they knocked, that church had already been there. They was already praying. They said, no, them folk down there in Thessalonica, they been here already. My kids done got saved. I'm saved too. Think about that.
Amen.
Churches get on fire. We start, hey, our boundaries start overlapping. People start getting saved, getting right with God. Amen. The local church is on fire. People know about your church. People know about this like precious faith church that's over there preaching the word of God. Paul said, man, everywhere we spoke, y'all was there. That's what need to happen in 2023.
Amen.
That's the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Then he says, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. We got to have some turning. See, people want to grab a hold of the world and God too. That ain't happening. That ain't going to happen. You ain't going to have no power here. And the world going to continue to draw from you. Going to continue to suck you dry. It's kind of like the blood knife I showed y'all the first day I was here. That wolf lick on that blood knife, cut himself. He think he's drinking his own blood, but it's good to him, and he's dying. He's just slowly dying. That's what sin does. That's what the world does. And that's what Satan does, and that's what he want to do. Look at verse 10. He says, and to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Hey, I ain't going through the tribulation period. Hello. The world is round. I had to say that too. You got all kind of crazy stuff out there. Y'all know what I'm talking about. People changing their mind on doctrine stuff. Come on, y'all. Y'all know what I'm talking about if you've been out here a while. Hey, I ain't looking for a sign. I'm listening for a shout. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Ain't that doctrine? That's Bible. Come on, we got to stick to Bible. So the gospel is defined as the good news, good tidings. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:1, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you. Paul said, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand. He said, by which also ye are what? Saved. If ye keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to what? The scriptures. And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to our scriptures, to the scriptures. Power is defined as ability, might, strength. Isaiah said this, 40:29, he says, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. You know, Christ has unlimited power. He is not only the resource, he is the source. See, man. We got two probes out there in space, Voyager 1 and 2. They launched them in 1977. They've been flying for over 46 years. They are running at about 38,000 miles an hour, amen. And guess what? They still ain't made it to the third heaven. Think about that. They finna run out of power in 2025. The battery source is run out. God runs not out of power. He's inexhaustible. Yeah. Hello, I'm glad he's my father. Yeah. He's all powerful. Yeah. Let me tell you something, people scared about this AI. You can pull the plug on AI. You can't pull the plug on God. Yeah. Hello, yeah. We need to realize you ain't got to worry about AI. God got something for AI. Because he's all power. He is the source, not just the resource. He's the source of power. Proverbs 25:25, talking about the gospel, as cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Such is the gospel. It is good news. It's glad tidings. It's of good things. It brings the good news of grace. It gives and the favor and good will of God to men and his appointment and his provisions of a savior for them. Of the incarnated Christ of salvation being formed out of by him for the chief of sinners, which is free, full, and forever, and of peace, pardon, and righteousness, and eternal life through him. I got it through him. Amen. And this comes from a far country that I don't care if you launch Voyager 1, 2, and 3, they ain't gonna make it to heaven, amen. Think about it, 38 billion miles away, 46 years, screaming, rolling. I mean, and they still in the second heaven. You ain't getting there only through the blood. Only through the blood of Christ are you going to see him face to face. So number 1, 2, and 3, and I'm going to let Brother Angel get up here. The power of the gospel saves, y'all. Remember this. It seals, it secures, and it sustains. Look at 1 Thessalonians 4 and 5. My Bible says it saves. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, 4 and 5, it says, knowing, brethren, beloved, your elect of God, for our gospel came not unto you in words only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were also for your sake. God's word saves. I am saved from the penalty of sin, the power of sin, and one day I will be saved from the presence of sin. I'm going to my Father's house. Amen. Romans 1:16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. The power of God, this expression means that it is the way in which God exerts his power in the salvation of people. It is his mighty plan by which power goes forth to save, and by which all the obstacles of man's redemptions are taken away. Mark 8:35 says this, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's sake, the gospel's, the same shall save it. Amen. 36 says, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? So number one was the gospel saves. Number two, the gospel seals and secures your election of God, chosen, won, approved, marked, branded, amen. Ephesians 1:13 says, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were what? Sealed. Amen. With that Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Let me tell you something. I am signed, sealed, and ready for delivery. Amen. I'm ready to go. Hey, Hey, this ain't my home. I'm a stranger. I'm a pilgrim passing through. Amen. We don't do this for popularity or prestige or pay. We do this for the Prince of Peace. Because I got a home in glory. Amen. And hey, I know the one that holds the bag. People say, well, David, you went out and raised support and all this, that, and that. I said, no, when God called me out of the desert, I told y'all about the story. I was in the desert. I just said, Lord, what you have me to do. And he done provided all these years. Thank the Lord for it. Hey, we are sealed. We are saved. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. My Bible said that, hey, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. He said, and I give unto you eternal life, and ye shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck thee out of my hand. My Father is greater than I, and no man is able to pluck thee out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Amen. Praise the Lord, I am sealed up, amen. I'm ready for delivery, amen. My God has sealed me. My Son of God has sealed me for eternity. Got a word that losing salvation. Come on now. Get your doctrine right. Get your doctrine right, amen. We are signed, sealed, and on our way to heaven. Amen. Goes right there. And then number three, sustain. It sustains. The power of the gospel sustains me. Means strengthens, supports, and upholds. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 again in 6 through 10. 6 through 10 to pick this up. It says in verse 6, it says, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to stop right there. It said, affliction and joy going together. Don't we need to hear that in churches today? A little bit of struggle, people want to quit. A little bit of a hip replacement, people want to quit. Let me tell you a story. I got one story tonight. I got a pastor friend of mine I preached for out in Belgium. Right out of shape where the soldiers are. I went out there last year. Me and my wife took a train from Nuremberg all the way. This pastor just buried his son about a few months ago, and he was in the States, and I told my wife, we're going to go see him. He needs encouragement. His son died in his sleep, 37 years old. Died in his sleep, he buried him. Just 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, he ain't have but two boys. 2 weeks ago, his boy that was a police officer up in D.C. area got into a car accident, and he's paralyzed from the chest down. And he ain't but 33 years old. What do you say? Yeah, you say you're going to pray for him. You want to do more than that, though, don't you? You just want to go hug him and just love on him and just. He's a preacher. He's a soldier. He was at Fort Bragg with me. And he said this. He said, Brother Davis, we're going to go through it. He said, Brother Davis, you know what encouraged me? My boy said that he's going to walk again. He said, Dad, I'm going to walk again. Amen. The week I talked to him, he left the hospital, and I had already set him up with a meeting in Roanoke, Virginia. I didn't even want to ask him, was he going to cancel the meeting? He said, brother, I called him. He's on his way to the meeting. God is good. He's even good in the valleys, amen. When everything is going haywire and people dying around you, God is still good. He gonna be all right. You know why? Because he is relying on God, not man. Right. He's staying focused. He's keeping course. Like Brother Angel preached this morning. He's keeping course. He know the last order from headquarters. And he's staying. And he's a Romans 8:28 soldier. All things work together for the good for those who are called according to his purpose. He's a soldier. So we see it, we ready to go to the house, but it sustains us. Let me show you something. Romans 8:35. He says, this Holy Spirit, this gospel sustains us. Let me show you something. Romans 8:35 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecutions or famine or nakedness or pestilence or swords, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. For I am persuaded neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present or things to come, nor heights, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, if that ain't sustainment, I don't know what is. Woo! Hallelujah goes right there. I can preach about the power of the gospel until Jesus comes, but I can't tonight. I can't tonight. So, the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let that not be just a message. Let us remind ourselves on what God did to save us. Yep. Yep. What God did to seal us and secure us and sustain us. Amen. He sent his only begotten son. Born in a manger, wrapped in dead men clothes. Amen. Yeah. Born in Bethlehem. Raised in Nazareth. Amen. Crucified on Golgotha Hill, let me tell you. Hey, buried in a man's tomb that he didn't know, borrowed tomb. Rose the third day, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Seen by many. Hey, seen by many. Amen. That's my Jesus right there. Amen. Victorious Jesus Christ. He's good to me. He's good to you. We need to thank God for him. Let us pray.